has been following this story. She brings us all the details in tonight's top story.
The 8 Mile Rock High School PTA is calling on Minister of Education Carl Bethel to visit Grand Bahama to address the teachers and students of the school, as well as the parents, in the aftermath of a widely publicized sex scandal involving a teacher and past students there. While the association says it applauds Minister Bethel's new rules and regulations to vet teachers and contracting renowned psychologist Dr. David Allen to investigate and interview all parties concerned in the matter, PTA President Troy Garvey says that this is still not enough. At a press conference held at the school's gymnasium yesterday, Garvey said since the scandal broke, the minister has not seen fit to talk to the people under his care. Garvey questioned whether the minister is at all concerned about the actual well-being of the students or just the political side.
The minister has to come. He has to come because he's been too silent in reference to the center. Just come up and wait for the evaluation. As the minister, the permanent secretary, the acting director, all of them play such an integral role in the educational system. And by none of them coming or saying anything, it leaves a very question mark on in our mind, like to say, do you care? Who is first? The school near? The children's life? Which one is more important?
Rasta Jah Shiloh of the Inity Strength Movement joined with the PTA on Tuesday to support them, adding that his group is glad to see the ministry trying to bring some closure to this incident.
We, the Inity Strength Movement, we really don't want it to become a political issue, because you've seen that in the House of Assembly it can get out of hand. You know what I mean? The time has come where we don't want particular parties to use this as an advantage on the next. I feel personally that the Minister of Education should come down and come to this school firstly, bring have a sense of closure, bring it to a halt and say, well, okay, we're serious about this situation, this is not a game, you know what I mean, and go to every school, let the teachers know what exactly is going on, what would be the penalty, you know what I mean, this for everyone.
After an extensive investigation by authorities, the police issued an all-points bulletin for the accused, our teacher Andre Burbal, who is still at large. The police recently revealed that they have extended the scope of their search for Burbal. Reporting from Grand Bahama, I'm Vanessa Roll for Love 97 News.